This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm having a meltdown.
You're more like me than you think you are.
This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and it's plain to see you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
I am a roaster for life. Also a pregamer for life, baby. Shout out to Pregame Show Monday through Friday with myself, Joe Spadoni, as I do a shameless plug here on a football Friday.
What time's that show?
5 a.m. Monday through Friday.
I'm used to sleep at 5.
You are. But you usually catch the last 30 minutes, and something I say usually pisses you off, so you turn it right back
off.
You just tend to
piss me off.
That's just what I do. Myself, Chasky.
You guys do piss me off a lot. I don't know why.
It's called creative tension.
It is creative tension. I don't know why you guys like to get under my skin. No wonder you like BPA so much.
You should love me, Bonta. I'm high on the Warriors.
You know what I did?
You've been listening.
You know what? I'm not even going to lie.
He's miserable.
That's how you know. I'll front. I'm not going to front.
And I was worried.
I don't follow BP on Twitter. It was too much. He's freaking out about Nick Sorensen in the second quarter. He's freaking out about the Warriors. What is this?
Too much for me.
It feels like I'm at a rave. What is this? This is like 80s or something, huh?
Yeah, I think it's Madonna.
Is it Madonna? It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just like doing it like... It feels like Richard Simmons, rest in peace. Is it Richard Simmons? He used to do like the workout videos.
Yeah, the jazz
like
doing it.
Yeah. I feel like I'm just doing one of those. Like, okay. Hey.
Woo.
Hey. Yeah.
I'm going to get you some Richard Simmons outfits that you can rock if you'd like, Bonta. You're going to pull something. You need to, please, sit down. You're going to hurt yourself before Dick Fan comes out here. All right? Of the Softy and Dick Show.
Softy and Dick Show.
One of the KJR. Greatest names of all time. You okay? You a little winded after that? That was some legit cardio you just did.
Endurance.
Are you being ready to interview yet or what, dude?
Endurance is a problem right now. More ways than one.
You're going to be breathing heavy into the mic this whole time. Have you ever had that, by the way, if you're late to, and we'll get to Dick Fan here in a second. Have you ever been late, like, and you like have to run to the microphone, and like you're legit out of breath? It's so hot. It's so hot. Within the first 2 minutes, let's hear what Kyle Shanahan had to say after the win yesterday.
You know, 408, I don't know what was worse, this or Bonta take that as a post game.
I thought you guys were fine.
Did you like the dances?
I did.
With the Cam-
traditional?
Traditional
yeah,
Cameroonians,
cool.
They were good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, hold on one second. Spadoni, it's time. It's time to go behind enemy lines.
Oh, my God.
When you need to learn about your opponent, you have to go behind enemy lines. Learning what we need to know about the 49ers' next opponent.
Underrated movie, by the way, with
it
Owen
is.
Wilson
it
behind
is.
Enemy lines. Gene Hackman.
By the way, Marcus of Richmond probably texted us 510. Bonta's not going for 15 minutes if you know what Marcus of Richmond needs. I mean, Marcus of Richmond said all you need is 11 minutes.
So, now, as I've gotten older, I don't think he's wrong.
I don't think he's wrong either. One guy who's always wrong. He's always wrong. And I was on their show yesterday. The Softy and Dick show. KJR up in Seattle. It's the best show. Probably on the West Coast. I'm not gonna lie, because those guys are good. I'll say that now. Wait, Dick's on the line. Hey, Dick, you guys suck up there in Seattle. Good morning to you. As we welcome to Dick Fan on the River Islands guest line on 95.7 The Game. All guests appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Dick, meet Joe Spadoni. He's in for Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy.
Joey, what's up, man? How are you? I got a brother named Joey, so I love all Joeys.
There you go. Joey, see, that's exactly. That's a brother. Joe, like, he could call me Joey, but if, like, Bonte tried to call me Joey, I'm not feeling that.
Yeah, we don't really get along. I work with a Raider fan right now, man. He's a diehard Raider fan, and he's like...
How do you even bring that up? Like,
no, I'm bringing it up because he brings all the truth to like, as I'm trying to be a homer, Dick, to the 49ers and the Warriors, he has to come rein in on my parade and be objective.
Well, Dick, the Niners fans don't know how good they've had it over the years. They're spoiled, and they're 5-4 right now, and the sky's falling, and Brock Purdy, oh my God, they don't know how good they have it.
Well, we have a lot of sympathizers with the Raiders up in the Pacific Northwest because there's a lot of Gardner Minshew fans. I mean, every Cougar thinks Gardner Minshew walks on water, and every Husky, you know, likes him too because we just kicked his ass in the Apple Cup in the snow. So, I mean, there's no hate towards Gardner Minshew. I mean, I'm with the Raiders. I can pull with you.
There you go.
He does. It's not right. What about Geno? Do they feel the same way about Geno right now, Dick?
No. I think there's still some... I think there's still some stragglers out there with Geno, but, you know, really, my opinion on Geno hasn't wavered too much. I mean, Geno Smith is what he is. He is the 12th to 16th best starting quarterback in the NFL, and sometimes he looks closer to the 20th, sometimes he looks closer to the 8th, but that's what the 12th to 16th best quarterback in the NFL looks like, right? He doesn't always look like a mediocre quarterback. You know, anytime you have something that's average, sometimes they look great, like he did against Atlanta, absolutely shredding the Falcons. And it seems like every time Geno goes into a dome, whether it's Atlanta, Detroit, New Orleans, go look at those three cities. Geno puts up like 75% completion percentage and about a 130 passer rating every single time. The problem is we don't play in a dome anymore. I mean, if we played in the Kingdom, maybe Geno would be the best quarterback in the NFL, but we don't play in a dome anymore. And he comes home, and all of a sudden, I mean, the Seahawks can't win. The Seahawks lost 4 games in 27 days.
Wow.
At Lumen Field.
Wow.
4 games in 27 days. I had to go back and look at how many days it's been since the Huskies lost 4 games at home. It was over 1,000 days that the Huskies lost at home. It was 4 times. It was 27 days and 4 losses for the Seahawks. And Geno Smith was a major reason for that in a couple of those games.
Well, is the Kings? Hold on real quick. But yeah. Is the Kingdom still around or you guys blew that place up?
Oh, we blew it up. They get the Kingdom. Lumen Field sits there where the Kingdom is.
Oh, really?
The exact same burial grounds that the Kingdom was built on.
I had no idea. Wow.
That home run from Mark McGwire still traveling over through Seattle.
That's right off of Randy Johnson.
That's right.
You better believe
he smoked out.
You guys had Mike Holmgren on your station, Dick. Was it on your show, by the way?
Yes. He comes on all the shows, but yes, he was on our show yesterday.
And he said that he thinks Geno Smith is going to get a new contract from the Seahawks. Would you be surprised by that?
Boy, if it's something in the range of what we saw this last time, which was, you know, it was reported as, you know, something bigger than it actually was. It was really $25 million a year. If he gets just the inflationary raise upon $25 million a year for a couple of seasons, I don't think that is anything that's going to break the bank. And at least makes you competitive at the quarterback position if you have no other answer. And right now they really have no other answer unless you think, you know, Sam Howell is going to magically be better than Geno Smith. He certainly wasn't in training camp. So I think that's really up in the air right now. What I would do if I was the Seahawks, I would play Geno next year under the final year of his deal, similar to what the Cowboys did with Dak Prescott, right? I mean, or look like they were going to do with Dak Prescott. Play him under the last year of his deal, draft the quarterback, get your succession plan, and have Geno Smith teach that guy as he has a year, kind of like what Atlanta's doing with Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. Now, I think Penix should play next year and not wait 2 or 3 years to play in Atlanta, but that would be the ideal scenario. That way you're not breaking the bank in the future, and you've given a year to a guy, so you're not just throwing a rookie out to the Wolves with a what should be a pretty good team by the time 2026 comes around.
Talking to Dick Fan here on the Morning Roast, 96.9 KGR radio host up in Seattle. And Dick, I think you've said it on this show. I don't know if you said it multiple times, but you've definitely said in the past that you're hoping that the 49ers make Brock Purdy the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Are you still thinking that? Are you still hoping that they do that, break off that chunk for him?
I saw a number with our friend Michael Giannitti of Spotrac the other day, which said $62.5 million average annual value. And like literally like Christmas came early for me, guys. And that's not to say that Brock Purdy is not a good quarterback. He's a better quarterback than Geno Smith, not a massively better quarterback than Geno Smith. He's in that next tier above Geno Smith, but he's certainly not in that tier of the five or six quarterbacks that we all know that are in tier number one. And those, in my opinion, are the only quarterbacks that should be paid that type of money. The Lamar Jacksons, the Josh Allens, the Joe Burrows, the Patrick Mahomes, those are the guys that should be paid that type of money because they are transcendent quarterbacks. They are quarterbacks that can win you football games. Brock Purdy and Geno Smith can win football games, but they can't win you football games if everything else is crumbling around them. Patrick Mahomes, as we've seen on multiple cases, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, everything can be crumbling around them, and they find ways to win football games and win playoff games. Brock Purdy and Geno Smith are not that, even though I will give Brock Purdy the edge over Geno.
Yeah, a big edge, Dick. A big edge, because...
But not a big enough edge to pay him $62 million a year, bro.
It is what it is, the money, and we'll see how that plays out here. But Brock Purdy's been pretty damn good. Fourth quarter special last week as well against Tampa Bay. But I want to ask you about the head coach who came over from the Baltimore Ravens. I expected a lot more from the defense. Obviously, you guys don't have the same pieces as Baltimore. But how would you, if you had to give Mike McDonald a grade, what would that grade be so far for his first season with the Seattle Seahawks?
Straight up C. It is just, I'm giving him time. Our guy Hugh Millen, who's our NFL expert on the station, he continually points out what Mike McDonald did in his first half of his first year with Baltimore. And then his second half of the first year with Baltimore, and it was night and day. I mean, they were right around 20th in yards allowed, points allowed, after his first 8-9 games with Baltimore. Second half of the season, they were the number one defense in the NFL. So we started to see that. What I'm really interested to see, I'm interested to see how the Seahawks defense plays on Sunday more than I am the Seahawks offense, because I want to answer the question, did the Seahawks truly take a step on defense their last game against the Rams, where they looked really good? Mm-hmm. I mean, they held the Rams to 17 points. They looked really good after getting embarrassed by Buffalo. They turned it around and looked excellent on defense against the Rams. Now, the 49ers present a tougher offensive problem than the Rams do, but if they can look as good as they did against the Rams and maybe hold the 49ers in that, you know, mid-20s range, I've got some hope that this defense might be turning the corner, and at least it gives the Seahawks offense a chance to win the game. I don't think the Seahawks win the game, but if the defense can hold them around 24 to 27, at least you're going to have a chance at the end of the game to pull off a victory.
When you look at this 49ers team, Dick, who do you circle out? I know it might not be Brock Purdy, but who is on this team right now, offensively, defensively, that you're most concerned about heading into this matchup Sunday at Levi's?
I'm actually going to say, defensively, and I don't even know if he's playing. You can tell me, Nick Bosa. I mean, the Seahawks tackles, we've got Abe Lucas hopefully coming back on the right side for the first time, but he's not going to be 100%. He's going to be a rusty right tackle. There's no question about that. Charles Cross on the left side has not been as advertised, but he's still in a better than average left tackle. The middle of that defense or offensive line has been an absolute disaster this season. Both guard spots and the center spot have been a disaster. I know, I'm sure you've seen on SportsCenter, you know, how many times Connor Williams snaps the ball over Geno Smith's head. It's become like a weekly occurrence. But Connor Williams, I don't think, is playing this week. Looks like he's going to be banged up, so that might be a blessing for the Seahawks. But Nick Bosa on the defensive end, if he's playing. And then George Kittle just finds his way into the Seahawks secondary every single time they play. Even in the LOB era, man, George Kittle would take on – would take on Cam Chancellor and give him problems. So, I mean, that is a nightmare matchup. It always has been for the Seahawks.
You know what? You mentioned Nick Bosa, and he dominated that Thursday night game, set the tone on the first three plays of the game, gets the run and the pass. And we were begging for Nick Bosa to kind of step up here as the highest paid defensive player of football. So you're right about that. Deommodore Lenore now at corner. And Tarvarius Ward will not play. And he's had some success against DK Metcalf. Now, from what I'm hearing up there, Dick, DK is going to play this Sunday, right?
Yes, and I believe, didn't Ward miss the last game against the Seahawks?
Did he miss the last game Thursday night?
Oh, he was a late scratch.
He was a late scratch on game day. You're exactly right. Renardo Green was playing the rookie out of Florida State. He had that pick against DK Metcalf on the over route when Seattle was trying to make a comeback down 23-17. You're right about that. So it's just DK, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Tyler Lockett. I don't know. Maybe it's the quarterback, Dick, but I did have high expectations for this trio because I think Jackson Smith and Jigba could be a superstar in this league. What about this receiving core, as well as Noah Fant, who I don't think is going to play this Sunday?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to either. JSN is going to be a star in this league, and he's starting to break out now. He's one of those dynasty fantasy league guys. You got to trade for him this year because he's going to end up being a number one wide receiver in this league. He's very, very good. I think the problems with the offense are twofold. One, the offensive line, and two, the play calling by Ryan Grubb. I mean, Ryan Grubb came from a Washington Husky offense that had the Joe Moore award-winning offensive line for best in the country, and Michael Penix with Rome Odunze, Jalen Polk, and Jalen McMillan.
Yep.
I mean, and a pretty darn good running back in Dylan Johnson. Mm-hmm. So what would he do? He'd play action. He'd drop Michael Penix back. Penix could sit back in the pocket for 5 seconds all day long and wait for those receivers to develop downfield, those routes to develop downfield, and then he threw with the greatest accuracy maybe of anybody in college football, not named Jalen Daniels, and maybe he was even better than Jalen Daniels last year. Some would say he was, and yet he's trying to bring some of that offense here. They can't get the run game going because of the offensive line. Ken Walker's an excellent back. They haven't been able to get him on track. And then Geno Smith just holds the ball way too long. The offensive line, and Hugh broke this down for us, the offensive line, when they block the first 2.5 seconds, they're actually kind of middle of the road mm-hmm. in pass protection. But when they have to hold their blocks more than 2.5 seconds, they're the worst in the league. And Geno Smith is part of the reason for that because the plays are late developing. Geno does not like to get the ball out of his hands quickly. Watch that on Sunday. Is Geno Smith zipping the ball around quickly, or are you seeing deep developing routes? If you're seeing deep developing routes on 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, is going to be a long day for the Seahawk offense.
Talking to Dick Fan here, 96.9 KGR Radio in Seattle. One more for you, Dick, real quick. How do you see this NFC West shaking out here? Cardinals, are they for real? The Rams just had an ugly loss at home against the Dolphins. Niners, I think a lot of people are still expecting them to break out of this funk with Christian McCaffrey coming back now. But how do you see this whole thing shaking out in the NFC West?
I do see the Niners breaking out. I think they're the best team. I'll reserve judgment. I've seen the Rams a lot more than I've seen the Cardinals, so I'll reserve judgment a little bit on the Cardinals. The Seahawks play them 2 of the next 3 weeks, so I'll get a really good beat on what the Cardinals look like by the end of this month. The Rams don't impress me much. They really don't. They didn't impress me against the Seahawks a couple weeks ago, even though they won up here. They certainly didn't impress me against the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football. So I think the Rams and the Seahawks are battling for 3rd and 4th. And, I think...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Eventually, San Francisco will pull away from Arizona, but you got to get that engine revved up, right? At some point, the Niners have to get the engine started, and this would be a perfect opportunity against a rival in Seattle that has never beaten them with Geno Smith as the quarterback, and he knows that. He was asked that yesterday. There's a big article written by Greg Bell in the Tacoma News Tribune how Geno Smith understands he has got a big goose egg in his career in the win column against San Francisco, and he's going to try to change that on Sunday. I don't know if he can. I mean, he's got the talent too,
right?
But I don't know if he has the it factor too. That's the thing lacking with Geno Smith, and also the help around him. He's got to get that run game going, which doesn't have anything to do with him. So he needs help from that offensive line.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to that wild card game when it was 20-17, or was it 23-17, where the Niners forced a fumble late third quarter, and the game just kind of snowballed for. But he was playing well up until that point, Geno. So
well, remember, they were up at Seahawks were up at halftime.
17-16.
Yeah, at halftime, I was like, "Holy crap, what's going on here?"
Yeah, no, we were shook at Levi Stadium. That's for sure.
I got that field goal right at the half.
We were shook. We were shook. Don't tell Softy that. By the way, what's Softy doing right now? Should I have made him call in, knowing that Butcher wasn't in? I know they have some beef.
He's got a long day. You know, we've got we got college football tonight here. So we got UCLA tonight at 6 o'clock on Fox. So I'm going to be doing the they got me working anyway. I'll be doing the 12-2 show, and then Softy comes on at 2 for the pregame show leading up to kickoff.
And you guys had the Kraken last night as well, right? They worked the hell out of you.
Yeah, well, fortunately, my job at the Kraken last night was to sit in the suite and drink Tito's and with a client. It was heavy lifting. Wow. You know, it was hard for me. I'm a little sore after it this morning, but I think I'll get over it.
Hey, Dick, is the entire state of Washington rooting against Alabama football? Because what Kalen DeBoer leaving you guys and going over there?
Yes, with one notable exception. If we get Kalen DeBoer against Dan Lanning again, we are all buying Crimson Tide jerseys.
Wow. Real quick, and now you got me going here because even though our college football teams stink down here and it's not that big as it once was with Stanford and Cal or whatnot, but Stanford was fun for a second, but I'm a huge college football fan. I try to go to one bowl game every single year, and last year was the Rose Bowl with Michigan and Bama. How are Husky fans adapting to the Big Ten? Because I think it's a cool concept, but I do miss the old school Pac-10 West Coast football. How are you guys adapted to Big Ten football, the culture of the Big Ten?
You know, it's hard. I think what's hurting the Huskies is just their lines of scrimmage. Unfortunately for the Dogs, their weaknesses are on both lines of scrimmage. They got plenty of skill guys, right? They got West Coast skill guys coming out the gazoo, but they've got a tough time handling Big Ten running attacks on the defensive line, and they're having a tough time, even with a really good running back in Jonah Coleman, they're having a tough time establishing the run on the offensive line against the Penn States of the world. Now, they were able to beat Michigan. That was a big win this year. That was cool. They were able to beat USC, you know, an old Pac-12 rival. So, you know, today's a big game. This makes them bowl eligible if they win today. I think they get it done against UCLA because they've been very good at home. In fact, they haven't lost. How about this, guys? The Huskies have not lost at home since Jimmy Lake was the head coach.
Damn.
Kalen DeBoer never lost at home, and Jed Fish has never lost at home. They are going for 20 straight home wins tonight against UCLA.
I got to visit that place. That's a tough place to play. It always has been, man. Right there on the lake, man. It's a lot of fun. All right, man. You're a lot better than Softy. Tell Softy he sucks, and, you know, you carry the show. We know who is the straw that stirs that drink up there, KJR in Seattle. It's Dick Fan, baby. Hey, thanks for always coming on with us, Dick. We appreciate it.
All right. No problem. Anytime, guys. We'll see you.
All right, man. Dick Fan, KJR Radio in Seattle, 96.9.
Big Dick Fan guy.
You just couldn't help yourself.
I enjoy his
work. You just couldn't help yourself.
Stop. Get your mind out of the gutter.
You couldn't help yourself. You stretched that big out.
Relax.
You stretched it out for a reason. Pause.
I'm not Chris Townsend.
Hashtag pause.
I'm not Chris Townsend stretching out Austin Gale Pro Football Focus, all right?
Stretch it.
I don't even know. I think he's at the Ringer now. But anyways.
Stretch Lab.
There you go. Stretch Lab. We love Stretch Lab. Bonte, my back is getting tight right now.
Get down there. Get down there. We'll see my girl Allie's on. Come on. She's down there.
Don't go Richard Simmons with me again.
Hey, I'm feeling good here. Let's go. Please. Come on, Carter. Touch some toes, man. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Come on, baby. Feeling good today, right, Carter? Hitting that gym. Let's go. Let's go.
Are you hitting the gym?
Not feeling like Pat McAfee standing up. Actually, don't make me come out. I'll come out with the TikTok right now. I got the TikTok.
Have you been hitting
ACT,
the gym?
ACT, I'll win. Action, action. We want action. ACT, I'll win.
Dude.
You need to go out there with Chez with, what is it, the Gold Rush they call it? The Red and Gold Cheerleaders?
Yeah, the Hardwood Classics.
Okay.
Hardwood Classics, like Fessy Fell, right?
Okay.
Let's go. Let's go. I'm feeling good. Nobody has the best dancer at the station is Sam Lubman, hands down.
Well, he was, again, back to Stephen Langford's wedding. Nice guy Stephen, formerly of the pregame show.
Hands down, Lubman's got the best moves.
He was moving. He was cutting a rug.
Miami turned his ass out. Yep. I'm telling you, Miami turned him out.
Got to warm up into it, but yeah.
He also wanted to know when the food is being served and asked Stephen directly.
Did he really? Are you that guy?
Did I have to be that guy?
Did.
I don't remember asking that at all.
you are that guy.
Dancing too much after.
Oh my gosh.
Comes up to the groom and bride, what are we eating?
Dude, that is embarrassing.
I don't remember doing that at all.
Man, you should feel embarrassed. Yeah, I mean, that is just...
I actually kind of respected it because we all think it, but we just are too afraid to ask it because we're not supposed to.
Respect's got to be that guy. He's got to be that guy.
See, I don't even remember doing that, so I don't even know if I can speak to it.
He's having a great time. That's what that means.
Everybody does.
Yeah, you gave me a ride home that night. You remember.
I did give him the ride home because I was in control that night.
He was the DD. Yes.
I was the DD.
By the way, don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lo Neal live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Hotel in Santa Clara. Delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area.
I wonder when that food gets served.
Oh, it gets served right away. They get them chicken strips gone early. I used to do the pregame show. Shasky and I used to do it all the time.
Yeah, you can't say Spadoni because I was always at the studio.
Yeah, you're always at the studio. But Shasky and I were there all the time. We were always eating. Stuff in our face with the chicken strips and the macaroni and the breakfast and the steaks.
Must be nice.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's like when Laughing Monk came in.
Shout out Laughing Monk. I'm still thinking about that lobster linguine.
Oh my gosh.
And that prime rib.
Oh, what about the stuffed chicken?
Oh, the stuffed chicken breast? Are you kidding me? Come on. Next level.
Maybe
the bow tie pasta?
We might be going down there for the doobies. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know.
Laughing our way.
I don't know, but I got to let you guys know that the pregame show is presented by Havas Law.
Oh.
You've been wronged. Havas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HavasLaw.com. So we have Warriors and Grizzlies tonight. Big game at Chase Center. I really like the way this team is playing, man.
Where is Josh?
And no D'Anthony Melton. He's going to be out today. Sprained left ACL. Hope for good health for him because he was starting to round that starting five up, giving him good balance there, some nice shooting outside. I believe he was, if I'm not mistaken, Kata, 7-4 his last 14 from three. That's 50%.
That is.
I'm not a math major.
Shout out math.
But yeah, shout out math. I'm not, you know, Gators weren't known for the math.
No, we're not.
We're known for broadcasting.
That's right. We chomp, baby. Come on, let's go. Better than the Florida Gators out in Gainesville.
The San Francisco Gators, much better.
And as you know, Bonte, sprained MCL as we go doctor here, because SF State, we're not known for being doctors as well. But Dr. Nirav Pandya, UCSF Health, he's hoping it's a grade one strain, because that means there's a slight tearing in the MCL. But once you start
ACL.
I thought it was an MCL sprain.
Yeah, no, I see ACL here. Warriors PR, sprain left ACL.
ACL, excuse me.
Yeah, no,
that's a different ligament.
You're all
good. But again, same type of, if it's a tearing, grade one, slight, grade two gets more, and then that's more rehab, more damage. So you're hoping it's a grade one.
I'll take a grade one. We need Melton healthy. He's playing well. He's a good player. So who starts? Would it be Moses Moody again? Will he get another crack? I like Kuminga coming off the bench. I do. He's averaging 17 since he came off the bench, shooting over 50% from the floor. Kuminga's playing some really good basketball. He needs some credit here, folks. Give him some love. Kuminga's playing really good, really well. Don't have to mention Steph and Draymond. Steph is playing like an all-NBA player, and Draymond's playing like an all-NBA defender again. There's no, I mean, am I wrong? No. Yeah, I mean, Draymond technically was last year, just wasn't on the floor enough.
Well, that's the thing. It's the consistency he's shown, and the teams he's played against, too, matters a lot in this. Because if they were just beating up like the Utah Jazz,
right, the
Portland Trailblazers, it'd be whatever. But they've gone against the big boys. They've gone against the two teams that were in the NBA Finals last year, in the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics. No Jaylen Brown, obviously. That's a big deal there. But again, you can't control who's out there and who's not. But he's shown out against the Thunder, against the Celtics, against the Mavericks. The teams that were the litmus test heading into the season that you said, all right, is this team for real? Because last year the Warriors stunk against teams over 500. Mm-hmm. They just weren't good. And that's the mark of a good team. Can you beat the crap teams, but the good teams too? Because you can't just beat up on the little guy. And they've not only done that, but they've beaten up the big boys too. And Draymond Green's a massive part of it. Anthony Slater, who, again, he's not going to sugarcoat it. He covers the team, but he's as unbiased as they come. He said he's playing like a top three defender in the league right now.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
No, he
is. Sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
We're not sugarcoating it. He is. Just go look at his games. And aggressively, I mean, offensively, he's been aggressive. Draymond Green's playing out of his mind right now. I mean, he's playing excellent, excellent basketball. He really is. Stephen Curry showing leadership. They're both showing leadership, bringing these guys along for the ride here. 9-2. The bench is playing well. Guys, and now I want to see this next stretch here. This is what I want to see Pajinski shoot a little better.
Yeah.
Pajinski has been in a little bit of a rut. Couple days off. Trying too hard, maybe. Get him going here a little bit. He's a winning player, in my opinion. So, I like where the Warriors are at. And it's a tough test against the Memphis Grizzlies. They're going to try to win this game with Jaren Jackson Jr. and Marcus Smart, who's a good defender. Not the greatest defender, but a good, very good defender. Remember, a former DPOY, Defensive Player of the Year. So this will be a scrappy game against the Memphis Grizzlies tonight, who will be without Ja Morant and Desmond Bane. But before we go, we got a big fight tonight.
Oh, I was going to say. Is it a big fight? No, real quick. Is it a big fight?
Not really. It's kind of a circus.
But it
kind
of is, because everyone's going to be watching it because everyone has Netflix.
Yes, it's on Netflix.
Is everyone still going to be watching it?
I am.
I probably will
Benny
pull it up.
Benny and going to be watching. I'll tell you that. They'll be at my place.
I'd probably be watching it on my computer on Netflix during the game, whatever it is. I think the card starts at 5 p.m.
Yes.
Hopefully the main event starts around, I don't know when the main event's going to start, but it probably happened right at halftime.
And now it's Netflix, so everything's uncut, right? It's like pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Like, so it's not, there's going to be cussing, they're going to be doing it.
Yeah, they're going to do it all.
Okay.
So you may want to put earplugs in the kids.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, they've heard worse.
All right. So I don't know if it was staged, but as they weighed in, and they're about to do their face-to-face
stare-down. First of all, who's fighting? We should let the audience
know. Oh, sorry. In case you didn't know who was fighting. My bad. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. 50-year-old Mike Tyson. YouTube sensation, Jake Paul.
And how old is Jake Paul?
He's like 28 20... or something, 29, I don't know.
He's 27.
27. He's like
Cleveland,
the male,
Ohio.
He's like the male Kim Kardashian, right? He's just an influencer.
Him and his brother Logan. Yeah. Logan's now in the WWE. Yeah. But yeah, it started Logan and him, like the Vine, Twitch, or all the streaming stuff. Yeah.
So they were having a stare down, and Jake Paul started crawling towards Mike Tyson, and he stepped on his toe. And Mike Tyson slapped the living crap out of him. Now, first thought, I thought it was staged. It's like, all right, they're trying to sell. So you don't need to sell anything. It's on Netflix. So maybe it wasn't staged. Who knows? But he slapped the hell out of Jake Paul. And Jake Paul responded to this when he was getting interviewed by Ariel Helwani, who covers the USC a lot. But he's been kicked out because Dana White doesn't let him go to the events. He doesn't credential him. So here is Jake Paul's reaction to it.
I didn't even feel it. He's angry. He's an angry little elf. Mike Tyson, I thought that was a cute slap, buddy, but tomorrow you're getting knocked the out. I'm f***ing him up, Ariel. I'm f***ing him up. He hits like a f***. It's personal now. It's personal now. He must die.
I mean, come on, man. One more time,
he's been
dude.
Cutting a promo like his brother in the WWE.
One more time, dude. One more time.
I didn't even feel it. He's angry. He's an angry little elf. Mike Tyson, I thought that was a cute slap, buddy, but tomorrow you're getting knocked the out. I'm f***ing him up, Ariel. I'm f***ing him up. He hits like a f***. It's personal now. It's personal now. He must die.
Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
He's got to be a story, right, Jake Paul? Is he getting tested?
I think I'm in the minority of people that is rooting for Jake Paul tonight to win.
Why?
I just think his whole shtick right now and what he's doing in boxing is hilarious because it has so many of the old heads upset.
Yeah.
And but he's getting paid for it. Like more so, and he actually kind of low key disses Dana White all the time about it too. How he's making more for his fighters, what he's doing, than the people in the actual UFC that gets all the publicity and stuff like that. But we'll all be watching. And you know what? I respect the hustle.
I want to see him fight somebody legit. All right, Fast Five. Well, we're going to go to the lines for Fast Five. We got to squeeze in this call for Fast Five. She could be the roaster of the year. It's Tony in Oakland.
Tony.
Okay, bye, Fuente. I just wanted to chime in on the guy when they're talking about Purdy. He's not 6'5". But, you know, football is war, and it's like the religion for everyone. And so what we have here is we have various vessels of God. We have Purdy and McCaffrey and Debo. And then now we got Bosa and the Spinners, and they're out doing the YMCA dance, right? And so, you know what? It doesn't really matter that Kansas City is 8-0 because it's who wins the Super Bowl. You know, they won't remember the 8-0, just like they don't remember vice presidents, right?
All right, Tony.
And so
what are we doing?
What's your final thought? That's why she may win the Papa Shasky Roaster of the Year Award. You imagine that? That speech after she wins the award? You imagine that speech?
Yes, I can imagine it.
Oh, it'd be epic. That.
Yeah.
What's your final thought,
my
man?
Final thought is, let's go Jake Paul.
Oh, you might be the only guy in America. No wonder. You love BPA. You think he's the Roaster of the Year. Of course.
I'm just going to be honest. Only in America can we root for a guy like Mike Tyson, given his past, over a guy like Jake Paul.
Well, are you surprised? Look at who our president is.
I'm not surprised.
Well, then, go ahead.
My final thought is, I don't know if you guys watched that Aaron Hernandez show on FX.
Not a second.
I did finish it. Solid B-. Got to a pretty good start, and then it kind of just faded out towards the end. I'll say this. The kid who played Aaron Hernandez, I'm spacing on his name at the moment, did a great job on that role. But yeah, American Sports Story, Aaron Hernandez, solid B-. Don't rush to it.
I haven't watched it at all. Carter, you got something to say, Carter?
His name is Josh.
Yeah, Jake Paul's corny.
Yes, that's your final thought?
That's all I got.
That's
today.
All you got. Here's what I got for you, Spadoni. I feel good about the Warriors, and I feel good about them Niners. I feel good today, mate. Got some chips on you.
Feel good?
I feel good.
I can tell. You feel great. It's a Friday, though. It's Friday. Not a payday Friday, but a Friday nonetheless.
Stretch leg got me feeling good.
There you go.
Whew, got stretched out.
All right,
pause.
I'm good to go.
Pause. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity at Home or on the go. And shout out to SFB Drummer, who came up with the name, the Papa Shasky Roaster of the Year Award. That's SFB Drummer. Text that in because we have no more YouTube chat. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Have a good weekend, everybody.
I'm not doing anything crazy.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.